You've fallen right into my trap. You
can't track. First, there's the hot new movie kids just have to see.
Megamind.
Oh, bravo.
I must have it.
Then there's the fast food movie toy tie-in they just have to get.
Megamind.
And with the toys come this, a Happy Meal packed with calories and fat.
They wanted to see the movie, they wanted the toys, and you know, it was a plus. They can get something to eat, they can get a toy.
It's of course a happy deal for marketers, but an unhealthy one for children. A standard McDonald's Happy Meal of Chicken McNuggets, small fries, and juice drink has 510 calories, 22 grams of sugar, and 23 grams of fat. Burger King's Cheeseburger Kids meals contain 580 calories, even more sugar, and slightly less fat. By comparison, Subway's Turkey Sub Kids meal has 325 calories, more sugar, but just 2.5 grams of fat.
Burger King is connected to the kids' meal.
The fast food industry spent $4.2 billion on advertising last year. And it's not just TV. McDonald's has 13 different websites. Each month, 365,000 kids and 294,000 teens visit those sites.
If you look at television alone, the average preschooler sees 2.8 ads on TV for fast food every day.
And the ads do work.
Every time we pass by it, he'll say he wants to go in.
40% of young children ask to go to McDonald's every week. 15% of preschoolers ask every day. So 84% of parents say they've taken their kids for fast food at least once in the past week.
The industry has been promising for years that it would do something about this. Self-regulation is a trick. It's a farce. It's a joke.
Which is why some think government needs to get involved. San Francisco just banned restaurants from handing out toys with meals if they contain more than 600 calories and more than 10% saturated fat. In a written statement, McDonald's told us they remain committed to responsible marketing practices, including advertising and promotional campaigns for our youngest customers. We are proud of our menu. Now, McDonald's and Burger King both say they're only going to show their so-called better-for-you items in their advertising from now on. That's things like low-fat milk at McDonald's, these apple slices at Burger King. But you know, parents really have to ask for these things. If you simply go in and just order the kids' meal, you're still likely to get fries and soda. Katie?
Ben Tracy in Los Angeles. Ben, thank you. And we received several comments about this story on Facebook. William Lewis told us they don't care about the children. All they care about is what goes in the cash register. But Michelle Poole reflects the views of many we heard from, writing, quit blaming the food industry. Blame the parents. They teach their children bad eating habits.